Kuf Tzadik Tes Siv Yud. Kotten Sheikia Loines Hapuutos Yedea Lemimavovim Zaman Olov Mitzdarif Bein Lishloisha Bein Lasar. The opinion of the Mechaber is that Kotten was an age that he knows a little bit about values of things and ownership, which is between 9 and 10 years old. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that some say even less than this, as long as he's 6 years old and he's very sharp. So according to the Mechaber, he can be part of his Zimah. But the Ramo says, Ashkenaz Yishayimim Te'ein Mitztafel Moisei Kulal Ad She'yev in Shloshu Sashonu. Before the Bar Mitzvah, we're not Mitztav Ketanim to the Zimah. The Oz Machzikim like a Godel Shevi Beis Cyrus. Once he's 13 years old, we assume that he's already a full-fledged godel, even though to be a godel he has to have two hairs that were grown. But we assume that, and therefore we can misaf into a zimin. V'chei noigim, v'chei l'shanois, that is our minig of mitzarif, children only from 13 years old and up. Continues the Ramo. V'cheirish v'shoita, מחבנים ומבינים את סטאפ על הזימון אפי שאין החל שמי הברוכה. A person who is deaf but he can read the lips and he knows where they're up to, he can mistarif to the zimon. We're talking about a cheirish who does not hear but he can speak, because a cheirish who cannot hear and not speak is not considered a baal das, cannot be mistarif. And the shaita over here also is not talking a person who is insane, it's just talking about a person who is not exactly on the same level of intelligence of the average person. He can't be mitztarev to a zimun.